I'd like to call the Osage Nation Congress Membership Committee meeting at this time. The time is 3:16. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Here.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Present.
Congressman Tillman?
Here. Next on the agenda is prayer. Shannon, would you deliver?
Sure. Father, I thank you for this day and for all the blessings that you've given us. I just give you praise, Lord, for all the glorious things that you've done and for this beautiful weather that you've provided us with today. Father, I pray that you would just give us all minds that are clear in thought and truly want to do whatever your will is for this nation. Father, I just once again come to you and ask your blessings to be poured out upon us. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Next is approval of the minutes from March 26th.
Can you change my name? Under approval of minutes?
I sure will.
Thanks.
Move to approve the minutes amended.
Second.
Motion in a second. Those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Minutes have been approved. Next item on the agenda is an open meeting to discuss full blood recognition. We have several guests I'd like to call up to the table at this time. Director of Membership, Sarah Oberle, if you could come up. Mary, Danette, if you'd like to come up, please come and join us. Clint, if you'd like to come up, it'd be fine as well. Apologize for the mess on the table, but just have a seat and you should be okay. I want to welcome you all and thank you for taking the time out of your day to be here.
You have to grab a hold of it.
I really applaud the mention of honoring full blood Osage constituents and our members that we have. I think it's something that's probably been past due. But here we are and we sit here together as a committee, a membership committee, and we have representation from the public. And I think our hearts are in the right place when we come here. We're going to discuss these honorable individuals. I myself was very, very fortunate to be raised by a full blood. And from the fifth grade till I graduated high school. And that would be, that was an experience for me that like no other. And, you know, those memories I still cherish with me on a daily basis, because she was pure blood, full blood. She was different in a good way. And so a lot of what she taught me, some of it worked, some of it didn't, but nonetheless, I am very privileged and honored to have that experience in my life. As some of you here as well have had that same experience. So there's been some discussion amongst congressional members of what's the proper way and the right way and the dignified and the respectful way if this is going to happen. How do we go about doing this? One of the things that I had contemplated and gone through my head to get, and you'll understand this if you know Osage people, but if I asked my grandmother to come over here and be recognized, it would be difficult to get her to come over here because she just wouldn't want to do it. She wouldn't want to draw attention to herself. She was that way. I'm not saying that they're all the full bloods we have are, but she would be kind of tough to get out of Fairfax to come over here. She didn't like the spotlight. She didn't like attention. Something that, you know, it would have been difficult for her to do. Now, if we gave her something through the mail or something, she would have been fine and happy with that. But to draw attention to her, I don't know. She may have, but I highly doubt it. But anyway, I want to have a good discussion and get input from the people who are here, and I appreciate you being here and taking the time out of your day to help us. So I know this is something, I'm not sure how we go about it within the law, but the goodwill of the people here at the table, what you have, I think, is coming from your hearts. And so I'd like to open some discussion. I don't know where to start. Mary, if you would like to begin, okay. Since you and I have been on the phone and in conversations, and Danette, thank you for being here, and we'll get to each and every one of you here. So Mary, please.
Okay. Thank you, Chairman. I appreciate really the you expediting this meeting for us to be able to meet with you. This actually came up in conversation. I put a question out there. It was actually to the candidates who were running for office. And I had just mentioned what would they do to honor our full bloods. And, you know, we only have, that I know of, 7. And that may be different, but I know we're getting down to very few full bloods. And then the conversation just started. And then we got a lot of interest and input from the tribal members. They had ideas. They were, yes, I think this is great. Well, we could have a reception. Well, we could, you know, give them a medal. Well, we could give them blankets. We could have a traditional meal. We could, you know, honor them. And so everybody was just throwing out all these awesome ideas. And so we kind of, as we started going through, one of the tribal members had mentioned, well, why don't we just do it ourselves as tribal members instead of asking the candidates and elected officials to do it? Why don't we honor them? And so because I brought the question up, it kind of came back to me, which is absolutely fine with me. I have no problem doing it. I think it's very important. I have 3 uncles who are full blood, and so I think it's, you know, I take it personal, you know, to want to honor them. And that's why Danette's sitting here as well. And so we have a passion for it. We don't have that many left, and it's, you know, we've lost so many. I don't want to lose any more without at least recognizing them, letting them know that we love them, honor them, and we want to recognize them. And I understand what you're saying, because we know that our Osages and their full bloods are different. You know, they were raised differently than we were. I was blessed. I was raised by my 2 full blood grandmother and grandfather, so I know what you're talking about. But in the same breath, I want to at least offer and put that out there to honor them. I have spoken to my uncles. Danette's spoken to her father. I have reached out to a couple others that I know personally. Mm-hmm. So we don't want to do anything to make them feel uncomfortable. If they don't want to participate, then that is absolutely their right, and we will honor them still. You know, even though if they don't, what we're looking at, Chairman, is we kind of come to, we want to have a dinner. We've even picked a date, May 26th at Wake and Iron. We want to have a traditional meal. We want to give them blankets, maybe give them a plaque that has their name and the year and something nice on it. A couple tribal members had even said it'd be nice to put a medal on them with the seal, and, you know, maybe by the chief, or but we definitely want our congressional maybe, you know, we want you there, we want the mineral council there, you know, we want all our tribal leadership to be there to recognize them, to be a part of it. That's our hope and our, you know, what we're looking at. So that's where we're at. We're still
in the public.
And the public, we want them to be a part of it as well. We've kind of put together a little committee, kind of a, just the ones who were putting thoughts out there. I asked for their email addresses, so we've been communicating since that time and coming up with all these ideas, and kind of I told them that I was going to meet with you today, and then we'll see where we go from there. The reason that I think it's important that we did get the names from the tribe is that it is official. I mean, I don't want to just speculate and say I think so-and-so is full blood and ask them to come, and they're not. Not that we don't want to recognize everyone that's even almost full blood, three-fourths, half, all of us. We're all Osage. But I think that we're blessed to have full blood still with us, and there's not very many. And a lot of tribes honor their full bloods in different ways, you know. And so I think it's time for us to do that.
And we don't want to miss anybody. Right now, you know, we have my dad and Bill Sam Fletcher and Mowgli Lookout and Bonnie Lookout and Johnny, ready to go on, and Myron and Eddie Jr. So that's the seven that we know of, but
one more.
Okay. I probably should maybe mention this up front. I was trying to stay away from mentioning any names, but now we have. And I know there's, according to Sarah here, that we've left one out of the list that was given. So that would bring it to eight. And I guess I can ask, is that an accurate number from your office and your records that there are eight?
Yes.
Okay.
And it is also accurate what you all have on your list.
Okay.
That is accurate.
Is that individual originally from Hominy? Is that eighth individual?
I think so.
Catherine had mentioned that the possibility. We haven't seen her for a long time. So good.
Okay. Okay. From what standpoint, you just, from the membership committee here, you want, and I was talking to Trey about what we could do from a Congress standpoint of writing maybe a resolution, giving some recognitions, kind of like what Congresswoman Goodfox does with the Native American women, to maybe read accommodations or something that we could do. So it's kind of official and stamp that in, but Clint's raising up and down out of his chair. Yes, something you need to say. Go ahead.
Well, it, I mean, we just have to be careful here because it's clear under the law that information shared between departments and other bodies is not a disclosure of Osage Nation records. But when we start discussing Osage Nation records with a third party, then you get into disclosure of public records. And under the Open Records Act, protected information and protected records includes personal information. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know how this party third committee came into being, under what authority or anything like that. So, but sharing information with somebody outside of the Osage Nation could run afoul of the Open Records Act. So we have to be careful on how we get this from an idea into somebody else's hands to actually make this happen. Mm-hmm. One suggestion would be to keep it in-house and then ask these people first if they wish to participate or not on an individual basis, not releasing this information as a whole, and with their permission then going forward. That would be one suggestion just off the top of my head. But as far as communicating a list of Osage full bloods to an outside entity, I would be very cautious about doing that without their permission.
So that outside entity would be?
I just did that.
You're talking
is
about
us?
Yeah, committee formed to.
Okay, you're coming from this list to them, even though they know the list, but officially on record, our membership committee doing it. And I heard you mention, say, you've already done that?
No.
Okay.
I am in a position, because of the confidentiality of my office,
yes, ma'am,
that I cannot release that kind of information to an outside party. And I've talked to Clint about it because I don't have Facebook, so I didn't know any of this was going on. And the chief called me last week and he was wanting me, you know, wanting this to happen. And I told him, I said, so I got a hold of the BIA because it's really the CDIB that has the blood quantum, not so much the membership. But the CDIB told me that the records that we have belong to us. Mm-hmm. And they said, you can release that information to your Congress or council or to your chief. They said, now when you start getting into other people, you better be careful, because if I give this to Mary, then down the road, somebody's gonna call me, they're gonna want everybody that's half, give me that list with their addresses, and then it's gonna open something that I'm not comfortable with, and my office can't do it. I mean, we can't give out information like that. So, I really wanna help, I do. That's why I asked Clint, and I could give you the list, my committee, and then whatever you all chose to do with that, I'm good with, because it's out of my hands.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Well, I totally see where you're coming from. And I'm not gonna say that that wouldn't happen, because that absolutely would happen. In 1-2 years, someone would call and say, we want the list of everyone who's 3/4. We want the list of everyone who's 1/4 or less. It would happen. But we know with certainty there's 8 and we have 7 of them. So to me, this is just kind of, we just need that one. We just need one person, so maybe we'll put our heads together, think about who it is, and play the guessing game. But I mean, there's a list of 8, and we have 7 that's been verified. And we know they're all full bloods. I mean, those of us that we know they are. So I don't think it's quite as I don't think it's going to be quite as difficult as what we think it's going to be.
So, having said that, just you had mentioned the meal, blankets, medals, maybe a speaker. Do we have a cost associated with this? Do you know what this is?
We are working on a budget now. I mean, this is just something.
They're not asking for.
You know, like Clint's acting right. Like we're this, you know, committee that we just developed ourselves to do something miraculous. I mean, it's nothing like that. It was just as simple as I put a question out there, mm-hmm. wanting to know if we could recognize our full bloods. So, and then just like I explained, in conversation with tribal members, it came back to me because I brought the question up. So I'm not coming in here trying to develop this, you know, powerful committee to do anything against the Osage Nation. I'm trying to just do something pretty simple, mm-hmm. and that is to honor the full bloods. And I understand y'all are doing your jobs, but I'm also speaking as a tribal member, mm-hmm. and that's you're doing your job, and I'm just wanting to do something on our end. And a lot of tribal members are excited about it.
Sure.
So, I mean, and I know you're protecting those, that's your job. But at the same time, I mean, these people are relatives, and it's not like this big secret, you know, although the one is to me, I didn't know there was an 8th. So that's awesome. That's wonderful that there is an 8th. So,
I'm honored that you all wanted to come before the membership committee and discuss this and do it the right way, because the process serves itself. And Clint, I'm glad you came. We were, however, talking to Mr. Giltray about if there was something similar to Congresswoman Goodfox's resolutions and accommodations that we could do for the full bloods, maybe read into the Congress and recognizing them that way as well. Could you explain? I think there were 2 options that you were discussing with me.
We can do a resolution and citation of commendation, yes. Or you can do a citation of commendation by motion. So the resolution is a little bit longer process and has a vote of Congress on it that will go into the minutes. Otherwise, and you'll get it, there will be a copy of the resolution as well as a copy of the citation of commendation. Or you can just do the citation of commendation, which makes the recognition. And then you'll have a vote of Congress by motion on that citation of recognition, which is what Congresswoman Goodfox did just recently. And that vote goes into the minutes as well. So you have a record of it, and then they get a copy of they take the original citation of commendation. We keep a copy here, but they take the original in either case.
I mean, I would be willing to do that. I've never had to go through through the executive branch to get a list of the names of people that I've honored, because it's just been a matter of public record. You know, like, I honored the women that were on the National Council or on the Tribal Council or First Congress. But the one thing that I do before I do that is I do call them. I call each person and say, I'd like to honor you. Are you okay with that? And they either say yes or no. Now, I haven't had anyone tell me no, but I mean, I might, you know, because I just might one of these days. But I do, before I actually do the citation, I do call them, each one, and say, you know, I'm honoring women in government. It's March is Women's History Month, and we have had, compared to males elected to office, we have had very few females elected into government, Osage government. And so that's why I started doing that. So I could request the list, I guess, from your department to make those calls and find out if they would be willing to let me do a citation to honor them. I mean, that I could do that, correct? Without being in trouble? Yes?
Well, I'm not saying anything about the information itself. I'll leave that up to the membership department to determine. But as far as making the calls, I don't see any problem with that. I'm sure you want to get their permission before you recognize them.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Now, I think that information would be protected under the membership bill. If you're talking about getting names and phone numbers directly from the membership department, if they're not publicly available. So you may have to figure out a way to manage that.
We don't need that. We have everybody's number.
I think this isn't my time.
Yes, ma'am.
I think this is a marvelous idea, and I think that we should do it. And I love the fact that it's a citizen initiative that wants to do that. And I want to help in any way that we can. The thing I want to say about our membership is none of our membership process is tied to the CDIB card. The membership process is only if you've got to go back and prove lineal descent. And I believe that you can be a member without having a CDIB card. So, personally, I think that I would be uncomfortable. I have never asked for that information from our membership office, although they've taken on that function for the BIA to process our CDIB cards. I have never asked for that information, nor am I aware of any other one of my colleagues that have ever asked for CDIB quantum information, and I think it's a breach that you probably really don't want your government to dive into, even though you need that information, and I think you have that information. So I, just from my feelings on keeping the protection of our Osage citizens and not making it an easy thing for your elected officials to reach down and grab that information, that going on off what you guys know and asking them if they want to volunteer to be a part of that, I think it should be their voluntary desire to participate in that. Just for the simple fact that I think it would be a precedent that would not be good for your government to set as far as reaching down into CDIB information.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
And I mean, I get that, but part of the discussion that was online was a proclamation for that day, either issued by the executive branch or the legislative branch, that we honor them that day. So that would involve government in us having the list of names. And if we wanted to honor through a citation of commendation, which wouldn't be unheard of, I mean.
Right.
It
should be since they're going to contact those members anyway, right. It should be them saying, yes, I would take that citation.
Okay.
Okay, I just want to make a final comment.
Right.
We weren't even going to come to the tribe because it's election time. We didn't want to get involved in politics. I mean, we want to really keep it, you know, we wanted to keep it simple and honor them. But as we move forward, everyone, you know, what they were saying, you need to go to the government, you know, here, because this is membership, and let you know what's going on and know for sure who the people are. So that's why we're here. To respect our, you know, our tribal leadership as well and the membership department. We didn't want to just run out there and start doing our own thing, which we could do that, but we wanted to be respectful and come and try to do it the correct way. We didn't want to do anything illegal or miss somebody was the main thing. Really, it was more, we didn't want, if there was another Osage or two out there, full bloods, we didn't want to miss them. Right. We didn't, you know, it was kind of more respect than anything.
Right.
So we have no problem doing it totally on our own without your help. I mean,
right,
you know,
sure.
So I mean, we can go back and, you know, and I'll tell the, and when I call it a committee, it's just a bunch of Osages who have volunteered to say, hey, I can help cook, I know people that can do this, and we'll help in any way try to put it together. So maybe I won't call us a committee. I'll just say we're a bunch of Osages who are volunteering,
yeah.
You know, to do something for our full bloods. And maybe that will help too. So, but that was one of the mentions, like, Congresswoman Goodfox had said, was they thought it would be nice to do a proclamation to recognize them, and that could come from the tribal leadership and the government, and then we will go and we'll do our own thing. That way, I mean, because it wasn't like I wanted, you know, Sarah to say, okay, here's your list, go call them, and here's all their personal information. I mean,
right.
That's not
right.
What I'm here for. I mean, I was just here to verify that the ones that we knew, and I didn't want to leave anybody out. So it was as simple as that. It wasn't quite so formal maybe, but I know you're in this is a formal situation, so and you're trying to protect the information, I understand that.
Well, like we said, your heart's in the right place. That's the big thing here to me. Congresswoman Edwards.
I just wanted to say that we can certainly do a proclamation proclaiming that this is Osage Nation Full Blood Day, which doesn't have anything to do with naming names. And that would make it a day that's celebratory of Osage. There's commendations that we can give to all full bloods without naming names. My concern is what has been said by the other lawyers is that this is protected information. This is private information and it's protected. And I'm concerned that it even gets handed out to us, because if we hand out this information and we internally as officials do something with it, I think that's improper. Because it just balloons and it doesn't have anything to do with this situation. But, I mean, take it to the next logical step. I want to have Diabetes Prevention Day and I want to know how many Osages have diabetes. Well, somehow I go over to the clinic and say, I want you to give that information out. I want to know all the members that have this, and I want to know all the members that have that. I think that if you listen to the lawyers, they're saying very clearly, do not distribute personal information. And you're right, Congresswoman Whitehorn, our membership laws authorize the membership office to keep a membership list, and they authorize us to keep a membership list. It doesn't go beyond that. So we would never have any reason to have any other kinds of lists. And I didn't know that we could even ask for those lists. I think that's a little bit of a slippery slope, too, because the example I just gave you is an example of what could happen. I want to know all the people, you know, that have this and have that. And once we start asking membership to carve out different things, it's dangerous. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Well, I think one of the things I'm pretty sure of, that you all have the information that our membership office has. And so going forward with that, I think that's the committee or the group of girls that you have assembled, you're on the right track to be able to do that without us having to compromise the membership department, but I think you all know who they are and the efforts that you, and the steps you need to take to contact them for this occasion that you're putting together to celebrate them. And I think we could do something, Alice, if you would, if you'd like to do that, and maybe it is what Congresswoman Edwards says, a proclamation for a full blood day, so we can go that direction as a Congress as well. I think it would be good just for the record to have something from us, and we wouldn't have to use the names. But they know who they are. They know who they are. So, anybody else?
I might even say that once you contact the people that you know, if they would want to be recognized with an individual citation, maybe you help them draft a letter to say that that was okay to recognize them in that way. And then we could, there could be individual citations, but of their own volition, not any information that we've gathered. So, I mean, I think it could be done, but only them coming to us. Okay. Or through you to us.
Well, I thought it was a very informative discussion that sometimes the culture and the business and the government, all those things, we are so separate, but we're still one. And I just want to thank you and everyone here, because what you're doing here, again, is something that that's out of the goodness of your heart, and I appreciate that very much. Clint, thank you for being here. Anything else? Motion and a second. All those in favor say yes.
Thank you, guys.
Yes. Okay.